January 2, 1919. Just as in Jesus, everything must be silent in souls. This morning my lovable Jesus made himself seen under a storm of blows. And with his sweet gaze he looked at me, asking for help and refuge. I flung myself toward him to extract him from those blows and enclose him inside my heart. And Jesus told me, "My daughter, my humanity remains silent under the blows of the scourges." Not only did my mouth remain silent, but everything was silent in me. Esteem, glory, power and honor were silent. But in a mute language my patience, my humiliation, my wounds, my blood, the annihilation of my being, almost to dust, were eloquently speaking. And my ardent love for the salvation of souls gave an echo to all my pains. Here is, my daughter, the true portrait of loving souls. Everything must remain silent in them, and around them, esteem, glory, pleasures, honors, greatness, will, creatures. And if the soul had these things, she must remain as though deaf, and as if she did not see anything. On the other hand, my patience, my glory, my esteem, my pains, must take over within her. And everything she does, thinks and loves, will be nothing other than love, which will have one single echo with mine, and will ask me for souls. My love for souls is great, and since I want everyone to be saved, I go in search for souls who love me and who, taken by the same follies of my love, would suffer and ask me for souls. But alas! How scarce is the number of those who listen to me.